Good morning. We're considering Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Hey, Simon Yud Aleph. And we're talking about the halacha of hadlaka and the Kabbalah Shabbos, which takes place through the hadlaka. One point where the Chayodim did not touch on is interesting that he seems to totally disregard is the Shulchan Aruch brings a question in a case where the woman is making the bracha after the hadlaka, which is the way we do it. So we're saying that the Kabbalah Shabbos isn't till afterwards. Is the Kabbalah Shabbos as soon as she finishes the halakha, or only the Kabbalah Shabbos is only when she says the bracha? The practical difference between those two possibilities is, can she put out the match? The woman is holding a match in her hand or some type of a lighter, which is lit. There's an issur in the Torah of kibui, of extinguishing one of the malachas of Shabbos. So if she was Mekabel Shabbos, as soon as the hadlaka finishes, Kabbalah Shabbos has taken effect. She cannot put out the match. So can she do so or not? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Gimel and in Sif Yud, that he brings that once a woman is Mekabel the Behag, that woman is Mekabel Shabbos through hadlaka, therefore some people have a minig that they do not put out the psila, which they've been using to light the candles, they do not put it out. And he brings that some women are alpizat noigus ksas noshim. He says, based on this behag, this is the custom of some women to do so. He doesn't bring a dissenting opinion, just says that some women do, which means indicate that some women don't. They're not makbet on that. So if you say the Kabbalah Shabbos is through the bracha, there's no reason why a woman can't put it out, because she puts it out before she says the bracha. If the Kabbalah Shabbos is through the end of the hadlaka, at that point in time the hadlaka is finished, she can't put it out. She can't put it out. So many women do follow the minhag that the Shulchan Aruch mentions, the woman should not extinguish the match. She should just put it down and let it go up by itself. Okay, the Chayyarim continues and says that this Kabbalah, that which we're referring to over here, does not affect the Bnei Bayis. Even though they did not make it tonight, I mean, there's going to be a Kabbalah Shabbos taking effect. The other Bnei Bayis are still permitted. So that's true whether a woman is lighting or whether the man is lighting, that the Hadlaka of the and the Kabbalah of the woman does not affect the other Bnei Abayis. The Chayyarim also says that the halakha of the husband / father, in the case where the husband is the one who's lighting, the wife is not well, and the husband is the one who's lighting, so that halakha does not affect the Bnei Abayis. So even though he did not make it tonight, so if he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos himself through that, obviously it would not affect him Bnei Bayis. So he seems to be talking about a case where the husband was Mekabel Shabbos through that lockup, and even so, it doesn't affect him Bnei Bayis. This concept that the Kabbalah of the husband, father, should affect the rest of the Bnei Bayis is not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz of the Magen Avraham. The Pirkei Avot does raise this question. He argues that the Kabbalah of the father should affect them, should affect the wife / children. In the opinion of the Prima Gadim, that is so. Some person said, however, that's only true by Mariv. The person that daven's Mariv, we said that tonight does not work. That's a Kabbalah of Shabbos Atzma, Kedusha Shabbos itself. And at that point in time, the family is nigger after the husband. Even that, we already mentioned the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's only if the husband's doing it, the Shei Mitzvah. Not if he's doing it just for convenience. But in the case where the Kabbalah is through Hadlokas Neiris, which you already said that at least at the time of necessity, Tanai works, which means we're not putting it on par with Mariv. We're saying it's a lesser level of Kabbalah. So the Chayyarim is telling us that Kabbalah does not affect the Bnei Bayis. The Bnei Bayis can continue to do work at that point in time. There's an interesting question. Can the parent ask the child to do work for them? We know that a parent can ask the person from Makabel Shabbos early can ask another Jew to work for them. So at first glance, he would say that obviously the parent can ask a child, if the child is not being Makabel through the halakha of the parent, the child is not nigger after the parent, so there's no reason why the parent cannot ask the child to do work. And that is the halakha l'maisa, that a parent could ask a child to do work. However, there is a dissenting opinion about that, which I would like to clarify. It's a clarification of a din of the Torah, which is good to know. And so we'll do that, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.